LSU Health System has the go-ahead to explore new funding models that could stop a bloodletting of state budget cuts in recent years. The tipping point came this year with the reduction of the federal Medicaid reimbursement to Louisiana. Dr. Hugh Mighty is Vice Chancellor for Clinical Affairs at LSU Health Shreveport. He met with reporters yesterday to clear the air about what options are on the table.
We're not trying to sell off the hospital to get rid of the hospital. We're seeking ways to continue our mission by finding funding sources that could help us continue that. And one of those models that we are exploring is the public-private model.
Mighty says the hospital and medical school in Shreveport found ways to shore up their budgets this fiscal year without layoffs. This balanced budget, he says, is buying time to find a long-term solution. He says a public-private partnership has appeal because it could mean access to capital for building improvements and an ability to be more responsive to the changing healthcare marketplace.
If I don't have the money that I need to fix this and to fix that and to do it quickly, then my infrastructure is going to start breaking down. So it's not only about growing the market, it is about addressing needs as well.
Mighty says it could take several months before the LSU Health System would submit a draft request for proposal to the Board of Supervisors for review. This RFP would be a formal call to interested investors that wish to negotiate a public-private deal with LSU Health Shreveport and hospitals in Monroe and Pineville.